Would you all please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Wow.
Would you shut your mouth?
What should I do, Jim?
Should I do?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So I don't know what he's talking about.
Sure you do, but.
Deborah Reynolds was having it because she was reporting one way that Iowa City was going to the hospital.
Welcome all into the Tony County Board of Supervisors meeting this August 8th, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Okay, next we have meet with department heads and elected officials. Rodney Bleasner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just been really busy. With all the rain, we did have as much as we got. We did get a little bit of water in a few places, but everything's getting cleaned up, dried up, back to normal. Other than that, I have nothing new to report.
Okay, Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Just getting back in the swing of things. I was on vacation last week and that was pretty nice, but apparently I got to get back to work. So, other than that, nothing really new to report.
Ken Heineman, Mental Health, Southeast Iowa.
Yeah.
Whatever you call it now.
That's right. You only missed the agency part. So Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Yeah, I'm getting close.
Brand new name, yeah. We are having our meetings at the Well in Fairfield tomorrow. So we'll do our monthly meetings and have a bunch of business there. They're still trying to fill the governing board for the agency. So talking about law enforcement director and maybe another few other positions to be filled, like consumer or family member, stuff like that. So all is going well so far, just a lot of changes. We don't know, a lot of the CDSs are changing responsibilities, so we're still not sure about all of our job duties yet, but we'll all be given different job descriptions and whatever works best for the new region. So we're working on that.
All right, keep up the good work. Who we got? Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. We are kind of winding down our summer peak stuff. We had one intern complete his term last week, or last intern was here just for this week, and then he's heading back to school. Both of them going back to Iowa State. We've got our summer celebration event on Saturday, so come on out to Starscape Nature Center at noon, noon to 3, and kind of celebrate summer one last time before the kids go back to school. So just kind of gearing up and getting ready for that. This is also the last week we have with our operations supervisor / park ranger, Pat Rogge. He's retiring after 33 years with our department. So just kind of getting ready for those things.
All right. I'll put it over there. I'll bet he did. Who do we got next? Natalie Steffner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Just business as usual. When we're not helping the counter, answering the phones, we're working on the back indexing project. So it'll still take a long time, but we're plugging away at it.
All right. Keep plugging away. Zach James, Land Use.
Yeah, good morning. Things going pretty well. Got kind of a few standard things, like subdivisions waiting to get recorded, a couple other applications, floodplain issues going through. Got a work session, I think, for next week to go through the solar ordinance. And we did get our first permit for Met Towers for the wind ordinance. I think it was something we kind of knew that was in the works. I know you had sent some emails to us about it. So we kind of knew it was going to be coming, but yeah, they submitted something. And it's our first test of our new wind ordinance. So
don't fail us.
I have the feeling he was like the A student or all
that. All right.
He was the curve setter that the rest of us glared at.
Just keep doing that. You don't care what we did before, just keep doing that. Lisa Schaefer, county attorney.
Well, I'm sure if you read the paper, you know that we're busy. National Night Out last week was a big success. No, I did not do the dunk tank, because I didn't even know it was going to be there, so. But it was a good success. We thank all of our sponsors and contributors and donors. I'd also like to thank Jack from Maintenance for putting up a fence around our landscaping that we paid so much money for a year or two ago, but apparently dog owners in downtown think it is their dropping ground, and it's been killing everything. So Jack worked diligently last week to get some fencing up, and is going to continue to work around as the fencing comes in. But I just wanted to let Rodney know I really appreciate the effort that Jack has put into that. We're interviewing for our legal assistant position, which is a former records clerk. We've just kind of renamed it this week. Just kind of keeping that hiring process going to get that position filled, and maybe doing some restructuring of positions in the office to better utilize time and skills. So that's what we're working on right now.
All right. Trent, you got anything to throw in?
No, I'm here for the work session afterwards. So.
Don't gotta get funky about it. Anyways, let's see. Sheriff Kevin Glidden.
Good morning. A lot of things going on in the sheriff's office. Really no major news to report for the board, though. Our jail count was 82 this morning. Five of those were in intake. We have seven out of county, and three are juveniles.
Three included in the seven?
No. Sorry, seven adults and three additional juveniles.
All right. Kids are acting up. Sarah Marie, auditor.
Good morning. We've got several things going on in the works. So I'm just keeping busy as usual. Nothing new to report at this time, though.
I got you, right? All right. Brian Carter, it's all you now.
You can't avoid him forever.
Anybody else? Good morning. Just like Rodney, we had water in various places that didn't belong Saturday morning also. I'd like to say thanks to our guys. It's a busy time of year. People will be gone on vacations and such, and we were pretty thin, and the select few that were still around and available did come in. We had to do some extra blading down south of Burlington. We had water that cut across the road in a fair number of places. We had two or three pretty significant trees down. One was real big, and the guys had it. It was across, I want to say it was summer. And they had it passable again within, I'd say, about a half hour, 45 minutes from finding out about it, I would say. So, in fact, some of the guys hung around Friday late afternoon. We had a big tree limb go across Irish also. So thanks to the guys for the extra time and coming in and doing that and fixing up the gravel roads to at least get us through the weekend. And Nothing drastic as far as damage, just stuff that obviously needs to be dealt with when you get that much water all at once. It tends to make a mess. Other than that, the guys are still buttoning up the bridge on 190th. I think there's a chance maybe this week it opens up, but sometime soon, I guess I'd say. We've had to pull them a couple times to go do some other projects, but it's looking good. I'll get you guys out there sometime to take a look at that. And then Highway 99, that project's moving along. They've spent a better part of the last week demoing the bridge, the existing bridge. They have most of the deck gone, not quite all of the deck, but most of the deck gone. Piers and abutments still need to be dealt with, obviously, and the beams still have to be scrapped and taken out. But the concrete work on the north end of the bridge is wrapped up. There's still grading, there's still shoulders, there's still plenty of stuff. If you drop off the slab right now, you're not going to be happy. So it's not like it's usable by any means, but there have been progress. If you get any calls, we do have a doozy of a pothole that has shown up the last couple weeks on Tama Road. I guess we're not shocked. We didn't know how Tama would stand up to this level of traffic. So the guys are out this morning. They're going to wait till the morning rush went through, and we're going to try to do kind of a temporary patch to it. If that can hold up, we'll wait till we're done using it as a detour, then we'll have to move in and do something more, quite a bit more extensive, I guess, is what I would say. If it doesn't hold up, we're gonna have to go out and do it in the middle of the detour and just close it down to a lane and try to do a more permanent repair. So that's kind of the story there, and we'll see how it goes. So they're gonna give it a shot this morning and try to get in, try to get out without holding people up too much. Other than that, plenty of stuff going on, but got some good blading weather. So the guys are out blading, got the moisture. So we'll use it. And you know, it's funny, I know Burlington, I heard as much as 8 inches of rain. If you get up to the Yarmouth area, there was about a half inch. So it was, in fact, you go to Danville, they had an inch. So it was very isolated. I feel bad for Lee County. I think they're now within a month in their second disaster, because they got, we got the edge of it, they got pounded in that rain. So
the airport was 9.5.
Is that what it ended up being?
Yeah, because I live right down by the airport.
Yeah, you got down towards Keokuk, I've heard 9 down there, and that just ran right up the river through Lee County. So, like I said, we had a small area, they had a pretty substantial area with that water. So, anyway, yeah, plenty of stuff going on, and then you get something like that, and that kind of changes the schedule all at once, so it could be a little random sometimes.
Airport had half an inch out there. That must have come right straight through town here, because Roosevelt, I seen they had it closed, or you know, one lane traffic there for a while.
Well, the airport was originally supposedly 4 or 5, what I was told. Then they bumped it to 8. Now they must have bumped it to 9 something. So
that was the what the weather service came out with.
Yeah. So I mean, it was
9.51.
9.51.
There were some. That's a crazy amount of rain in one storm. So. I'm sure there are plenty of people that had water issues, because that's just not normal.
I'm about to say, most of it went down to my basement, so.
I'll say, yeah. I took a couple inches, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to file for a federal disaster at McCampbell's house. Make sure you write that.
So anyway, that's all I've got, thank you.
Designated catch basin.
You're all right. Work session, don't you? Right. Any correspondence, gentlemen?
I have none.
Okay. That brings us to discussion and vote. First, we have 5A, which is payroll reimbursement claims. We have claims in the amount of $363.10 in reimbursements and $0 in non-cash taxable. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McGamble.
Yes. Which is a total of 2022 homestead and military exemptions. This is a list of claims for homestead exemptions in accordance with Section 425.3 and claims of military service tax credits in accordance with Chapter 426A and Sections 427.3 to 427.6. As presented, the homestead value is $55,030,379. And the military value is $3,266,928. How about that? These exemptions are the 2022 taxes payable 2023 and 2024. Can I get a motion to approve?
Second.
I know I garbled that up, but do the math. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McGamble.
Yes.
And there are two copies. Those aren't different.
Next, we have two personnel actions. One for conservation and one for the auditor's office. Conservation first, which is Pat Rogge. How do you say that?
Rogge.
Pat Rogge. That's his retirement. He's a rock and roll man. But anyways, he's retirement effective of 8/3/2023 He's going to be extremely missed. He was did a fantastic job, so appreciate his service. Can I get a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve with send along the board's respect and thanks, appreciation. So moved.
Second that.
Sarah Marie?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. And then we have Susan Kohling, the payroll first deputy from the auditor's office. She has a new rate of pay per anniversary. Her previous rate was $48,834.98. Her new rate of pay is $52,904.57, effective August 13th, 2023. Can we get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Next we have reports. We have the recorder's monthly report of fees collected for July 2023. We have the sheriff's monthly report of fees collected for July 2023. And we have the clerk's monthly report of fees collected for July 2023. And all of these will be on file in the auditor's office. And you can check them out anytime you like. Next, we have 5E, minutes for regular meeting on August 1st, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. About that. Do we have any other business, gentlemen?
I have none.
Future agenda items?
I think we've got a work session next week with Zach and Jared on the solar ordinance.
Correct. And we're also going to do
senior citizens.
Yes.
Alice will be in.
Real fast before.
For a quick meeting. Okay. Committee reports. I had conservation, and we talked about the flooding in West Burlington, and Chris going to be talking to DNR and all that good stuff and have some information to come forward with us, see how we proceed. But I think our last, where we ended was possibly West Burlington, starting to draw some of that water down. Is that what
we looked on? Yeah, pumping some of that out so we can at least see that culprit.
That's all I had. Thomas?
I had a meeting of the Des Moines County Safety Committee. The CERT stands for the Community Action Emergency Response Team, the Community Emergency Response Team. They're going to have the CERT Academy will be held November 4th and 11th in West Burlington. And if anybody's interested in volunteering for that particular organization, I know, like everyone else, they have trouble coming up with volunteers. You can call Emergency Management at 319-753-8206. And reminder that September is National Preparedness Month.
Can you give me that
number?
No, the date on that.
Oh, the CERT Academy?
Yeah.
November 4th and 11th. And it'll be held in West Burlington. I do not have a site yet.
Okay. And that number was 38206, did I get it?
319 753-8206.
Thank you, Thomas.
That's all I have.
Okay. Now, at this time, we would love to hear from the public. If you have something to share or to get off your chest, we want to hear from you. You can email us at board@dmcounty.com. Again, that is B-O-A-R-D, board@dmcounty.com. Or you can call us at 319-753-8203, extension 4. And Sarah Marie would love to answer your phone call. That number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. We're going to give you 2 minutes to hear from you. James, you going to start the clock? Anybody have anything interesting to say? If not, Thomas, tell us. Tell us something interesting, Thomas.
I was chairman enough times that I was always hesitant about asking the public to get something off their chest. That often ended poorly.
Well, by the word, somebody did this morning.
But it never seemed to hinder anybody's incentive to do just that. So.
Anybody that's in the audience today? Anybody have anything to share? Get off your chest. Let it out. Let the big dog eat. Or the little one. Have a snack. Whatever works for you.
Kent, how's the new pens coming along?
The new what?
Pen. Mine's about out of ink.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we don't have any new bling for the new region. We didn't put that in the budget.
We didn't.
Yeah, because at some point we're going to have to do some marketing, but we, at this moment in time, we haven't ordered anything.
Okay.
So.
He's smiling too. He's not ashamed. He is unashamed.
Yes.
Wow.
I do have an old seal pen I'll give you though.
No.
And use those up.
We want to use these up, the old ones.
Hey, I just want to give another shout out to everybody that was that had their hands in National Night Out. It was another great success. Everybody seemed to be having a fantastic time. They were dunking people, you know, two kids ran me over and said, get out of the way, shoved me. It was great. But it's always just good to see how it progresses each year. I think it's just getting better and better. So if you missed out on it this year, make sure you're scheduled to come down to National Night Out next year.
First Tuesday in August.
There you go.
My daughter went 3 for 3 at the duck tank.
What's that?
She went 3 for 3 at the duck tank.
You've been working on her picture, haven't you? You've been working on her coach.
There's three different people.
You have to warm up her arm first, and did she just go right
she
in?
She just went out there cold.
Yeah, man, she's a winner.
I was 0 for 3.
You really wanted it, Sarah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You've got daughters, you're going to have to bring them.
I did, and she went 0 for 2, and she's pretty good.
Around. I mean, I think Zach's daughter and my daughter go to the same pitching coach, and apparently maybe we need to up our game.
Maybe he's find out if he's paying a little extra for a few minutes longer. But anyway, the 2 minutes is up, everybody. We certainly appreciate all of your time, and with an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Okay, we'll be back here in a few minutes. We've got a couple work sessions. Our first one is with...